Okay, welcome to Masechta Shavuos. Today's year is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'ilanishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Today's the Masechta Shavuos, it's not about Yom Shavuos. It's about making Shavuos, making oaths. However, you should know that Masechta Shavuos has 49 blocks, and there is a minhag to learn Masechta Shavuos during Sfira, one blot a day, and then you finish it, you start on the first day of Shavuot, on the first day of Sfira, and you finish it on the 49th day of Sfira. There is a minhag like that. It's put down by the Chasam Sofer. And he does say that the reason is because Shavuot is connected to Shavuot. Why? Because even though there's not a connection, they just have to have the same word. There's no connection at all. The fact that it's 49 blots, and Sfirat Omer's 49 days is a very interesting coincidence. But there are reasons why people have such a custom. Because we took an oath at Har Sinai, that will keep the Torah. So it's a nice idea, and there is a minute, and people try to do it. Okay. Having said that, the text is really not about Shavuot at all. It's really about oaths. As a matter of fact, it's really about four different type of oaths. And we're going to start the Mishnah and lifting off the first type of oath. We're going to go off into a huge tangent that's going to last at least a week, not even 2 weeks. And then we're going to come back to Shavuot. The four oaths are, number one, what's called a Shavuot Bitui. A Shavuot Bitui is where you make an oath that is perhaps false. For example, I will eat. I will not eat. I did eat. I did not eat. And you make that as a shavuah. No purpose in making that shavuah. That's called a shavuah bitui. Bitui means an utterance. You utter something out of your mouth. That's different than a neder, where neder is where you asker something to yourself. I will not sit on that chair. I'm askering that chair to me. That's a neder. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about a shavuah. Number one is called a shavuah bitui. Number two is called a Shavuot Shav. A Shavuot Bitui, if you violate the Shavuot, that's called a Shavuot Sheker. I take a Shavuot that I ate yesterday. Turns out you didn't eat yesterday. That's a Shavuot Sheker. A Shavuot Shav is three types. Number one, you make a Shavuot on something that's impossible. For example, I will, with my own arms, I will flap my arms and fly up to the moon. I make a shavuah. That's impossible. Shavuah shav. Number two, you make a shavuah that's patently not true. For example, that this table is solid gold. That's number two. And number three is, you make a shavuah that's patently ridiculous. For example, this table is a table. What do you make a shavuah like that for? Okay? That's number two. The third shavuah is shavuot edus. Someone taps her on the shoulder and says, "You were there when I lent him money. Would you come please be an aid for me?" And he says, "I wasn't there. I'll take a shavuah I wasn't there." That's number three. And number four is what's called shavuot hapikadon. Can I please have the stereo that I lent you, that I asked you to watch for me? And you say, "What stereo? You never asked me." I will take a shavuah that I don't have what you asked me to return. Those are the four types of shavuahs. Okay? Now, the other three, first the Mishnah starts off, shavuahs, the Mishnah starting off with shavuahs bitui. Shavuahs shtayim, shehin arba. The shavuahs bitui is in two forms, that's really four forms. Right? You know what? It's two. What are the two? So Rashi points out, the Torah says, Lahara o lehetiv. Let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi is the second Rashi. Shtayim, third line. Shtayim. Shtayim tivi bekra. There are two examples of a shavuah bitui in the Torah. What are they? Dechsev, Lahara o lehetiv. You make a shavuah for bad or for good. What does that mean? Mufarish Mishnah Perek Shlishi, Ochel Lehedin. If I make a Shavuah, I will eat. That's a good thing. Why is that a good thing? because your Rashi is going to say in a second, lo ochel lahara. If I say lo ochel, I will not eat, that is bad. Why? Shema'ana es atmo. You're inflicting yourself. I make a shavua. I'm not going to eat tomorrow. So you ma'ana yourself. That's considered lahara. But who adin? L'chol davar shu hein lav lehaba. The key is, it's in the future. The pasuk only references shavuos that are in the future. You can have two types. You can have good or bad. Later in the week, either this week or next week, the Gemara is going to say there's another type of shavuos. There's a shavuos that's not neither good nor bad. For example, I will throw a stone into the river. It's not good, it's not bad, it's irrelevant. What's that? Okay? And then you could do it and violate the Shavuot, or you could not violate or violate. So that's not lahara or lahete, that's not good or bad, that's indifferent. Okay. Ulahara o lahete lahaba mashma. Lahara o lahete is mashma the future. Uparagimel, marv, and menerka, avdrav, chain, and harala lahete. Right, oh. In the third pair, we're going to have things that are not good or bad, like I throw a stone over there. Umiyu, shtayam ninu, vesulo, davar, vichi, lufo. Okay? And davar v'chilufa means that it's opposite. So, again, back to the Mishnah. Shtayim shehein arba. Shavua shtayim shehein arba. Shavuas are two, which are really four. What are the two? The two are, I will eat in the future. I will not eat in the future. What are the other two? I did, yes, eat. I did not eat. Tomorrow, someone's going to ask, I don't know if it's, remember, it's the Gemara or one of the Rishonim, that's a Shavua Shav. Saying, making a Shavua today, I did not eat, that's like making a Shavua, that's a piece of gold, that chair right here. That's not a Shavua Sheker. That's a patently ridiculous. The minute you utter it, it's false. When it comes to the future, I have to wait and see. Are you going to violate it or not? I don't know. Maybe let's wait and see. I will eat that cookie today. Let's have a whole day to watch. Wait and see if you're going to do it. But if I make a shavua regarding the past, that's false. That's not a shavua sheker. Shavua bitui. That's a shavua shav. It's patently false. Right? Good question. Okay. Now, before we could continue, look at top Tosfos. First Tosfos asks, why we don't, you know, this is the third Masechta that we have regarding things that come out of your mouth. We had Masechtas Nedarim, we have Masechtas Nazir, and now we have Shavua, right? Oaths that come out of your mouth. Now the other two, we have, I remember this, Kinuyim, Yadayim, you say, I will, what does that mean? Right, all these strange Lashonos. And right here we start off, Shavua Shtayim, Shein Arba. How come we don't copy the way it says by the other things? So look at the Tadilo Pasachai Masechta. Why didn't we start off this Masechta? Called Kinuye Shavuot, all the different types of Shavuot. Kishavuot are also Shavuot. Kid the Pasach, Nedarim, V'Nazir. Like we started off the other Masechta, Nedarim and Nazir. You know why? Mishum Detana Mimakos Kasalit. Because we're leaving Masechta's Makkos. Shavuos is right after Makkos. Makkos was yesterday. Now we're different Masechta Shavuos. Now, the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to ask, what is Shavuos doing after Makkos? What's this doing here? Why is this after Makkos? The Gemara is going to answer that tomorrow. The Gemara is going to answer, very strange answer, because not yesterday, but in Makkos, the last thing we talked about was cutting your payas and your beard, and that, we said, was five aveiras, cutting your beard of five aveiras, five spots on your feet that you're not allowed to cut. How many isurim are there in the Torah? One. It says one time, losashchit et ta'az dafan, don't shave your beard, don't destroy your beard. One time. How many malchus do you get? Five. A little funny, no? One lav of five malchus? Yeah, we have the same thing over here, Shavuos. It could be four, two, it's four. Same type of idea. Right? So back to Tosfos. B'shul d'tana, m'makos kasala, k'dim ha'farish b'gamara, chud shtrach l'ftoach b'shtayim shein arba. We want to start off with two that are four. Hovel below Mati Pasach Bikinui. So that's why we're not starting off with the same kinui. That's why we're not starting off with a kinui. What's a kinui? Right? Like he's half Lashonos, he's unclear Lashonos. You know why we're not doing, we didn't start off that way, says Tosfos? Because we're coming on the heels of the Sefer Makos. We have a question, what Shavu is doing after Makos. You know what it's doing after Makos? Similar idea. Of you could do one thing and it could multiply into more Averis. By for one thing, it's five Makos. Here, but similar idea. Similar idea. It's a similar idea. No? It's a way we have one Averi really, one Pasuk, and you can have so many different permutations. Right? When it comes to Shatnez, there's one way I can violate it. If I wear Shatnez, many. So that's why it's here. And then Tosfot says, once we don't have Kinuyim, we never mention Kinuyim. Okay? Good? Now that we mentioned this, now we're going to go off on a tangent. Other places where we have two that are four. What are they? Yediyas HaTumah. Yediyas HaTumah is a Shtayin Shehin Arba. Two that are really four. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. You see Shtayin Shehin Arba? See the Rashi there? Yediyas HaTumah. Then the next part was Shtayin Shehin Arba. Shtayin Ksivi. Two are black and white in the pasuk. Dechiv, you have it, everyone have it with me? Dechiv, I know everyone's tired because it's faster. Dechiv, it says, V'ne'elam mimenu, it was concealed from you, V'hutame mashma, shenis alma mimenu tuma. I didn't know that I want tuma. V'alite osa helam, and because you didn't know you were tame, achal kodesh, you ate kachem. I didn't know I was tame. Hare achat, that's one. Oh, or shenichnas lemikdash, hare shtayim. That's two. Lefi she'ein chiyav aleha el imkain yodeh betzila shenitma. The only way that you can become tameh, the only way that you can have to bring a carbon ol of the yore, which is a carbon that you bring if you make a mistake regarding tumah, a carbon ol of the yore is. There are two things you bring a carbon ol of the yore for. Three things. You bring carbon ol of yored if you are tamei and you eat kudshim or go to the base of mikdash and not knowing. That's one. You also bring a carbon ol of yored if you make a shvua falsely. That's what these two things are doing here. They have nothing to do with each other, except for two. There are two things in common. Number one is shtayim shein arba. Two that are four, and number two, a quirk. The both of them bring a carbon ol of yored. What's a carbon ol of yored? A carbon ol of yored is a carbon that, it's a carbon chata. It's not an ola. It's a carbon chata. You bring it for a sin. Yeah, it was a sin b'shog. Every chata is a sin b'shogate. Right? Every chata is a b'shogate. Here, it's also b'shogate. But, there are three price levels, depending on your income status. If you're wealthy, you bring an animal. If you're not so, you bring a bird. And if you're very poor, you bring a mincha. That's why it's ola v'yored. The price fluctuates. People may think, oh, it's a carbon ola. It's not a carbon ola. It's a carbon chata. But you have price fluctuations. Okay? Elim ki yedeh b'tzila shenitma. So Rashi is addressing the following question. What do you mean yedeh ha'tumah? It's not yedeh ha'tumah. It's the forgettings of tumah. You forgot about tumah. You forgot about tumah, you ate kachim. It should say, forgettings of tumah. So Rashi answered in one line. Elim ken yodea b'tzila shenitma. In order for this to work, this doesn't apply to any other mitzvah. You have to know in advance that you're tamei, and then you forgot. Then you forgot. Only then does a carbon olav yored kick in. V'achar kach nelma mimeh. Then you forgot. Well, the achar ma'isa no delo shechata. Then after the ma'isa, you remembered you made a neveira. That's why it's called Yediyos. By the way, there's no other mitzvah like that. I wake up in the morning, I had no clue it's Shabbat. I've been sleeping straight since Wednesday. I didn't know, I had no idea. Of course you still bring a chata. No shayla about that. You don't have to first know and then forget. Only by here you have to first know and then forget. Says Rashi, that's why it's called Yediyos. That's why it says Yediyos HaTumah. It should say, HaElamos HaTumah, Ishtayim Shein Arba. We didn't say what the other two are. The Mishnah's going to say, what if you never know? What if you didn't know? You never knew. That piece of meat, I never knew it was katsum. I never in a million years knew. I didn't know. Tosfos gives a whole nother answer. Look at Tosfos. Second Tosfos. Tema. The halamos have a little mitzvah. It should have said halamos. The forgettings. The who ikur milsa. Halam tumah de kodesh umikdash. The halam kodesh umikdash. There are four. We said there are two that are four. What are two that are four? One is your tame. One second. You didn't know that that was tame. You didn't know. One second. You forgot your tame, and you ate something, or you forgot your tame and you went to the Beis HaMikdash. The other two are. You didn't know. You know your tame. You know your tame. But you didn't know that's kachim. And you didn't know that was the Beis HaMikdash. You didn't know. You had no idea. Those are the two that are four. So Tosfos says, the Yesh Lomar, the Nichal Elimin got Lashon Yediyah. It's a good thing we have the Lashon of Yediyah. It's the right word. Mitaima, the Mefurish Perek Beis, Yediyah's Kamaisa. You have to have an original Yediyah. The last Nehu B'chala Torah Kula. That's no other place in the Torah you have a requirement. Chachashiv, that's why he said Yediyah. That's exactly what Rashi said, by the way. Inami, another answer Tosfos gives, Le'idach Lishna the Yediyah's Pasraisa, the Asim with the carbon Kachashiv. He said, oh, you also have to have Yediyah at the end. Which that applies to every place. You have to know, by the way, you didn't realize that, but you didn't see the sign, Beis HaMikdash with an arrow, you walked onto the Beis HaMikdash. You walked onto the Har Bayis. You didn't know? Right? You have to know eventually. So why doesn't it say Yediyah HaShabbos? It's not going to say Yediyah HaShabbos. It's going to say Yediyah HaShabbos. Why don't we say Yediyah HaShabbos? Right? The answer is, the Nichal Elaminka Yitzios. It's a good thing it says Yitzios. The Mimalechas Guf Faihu Ikoshtaim Shein Arba. Because there are two Malachos that are really four Malachos. Abelhacha, but over here, Lomotik Laminka had Tumas Shtaim Shein Dalad. The Lecha Elatarti. Tumas Kodesh or Tumas Mikdash. By Tumas, there's only two Tumas. The Beis HaMikdash and Kodshim. And you. It's really two and four. When it comes to Shabbat, it's not two Malachos, it's four Malachos. Okay. Next. Yitzias HaShtabes, Shtayin Shein Arba. Yitzias HaShtabes are two that are four. What are the two? The two are two Hotzaz and two Achnasas. What does that mean? That means two. A guy sitting in Rosh Hashanah, first Mishnah of Sefer Shabbos, right? Ani and an Asher. Right? The Rambam says, you know why it's called Ani and an Asher? Because you don't want to have to keep saying the guy inside and the guy outside. So a shorthand, we said Ani and Asher. But the usher is usually in his house. The usher is usually knocking on the door, right? The Bartanura says to tell you that even though I'm going to give him tzedakah, I'm giving the guy food, I'm giving him there's a mitzvah of a baba veiri. You can't violate Shabbos giving a guy food, right? So the usher is inside. What does he do? He sticks his hand outside, takes an item, brings it inside. The ani sticks his hand inside, takes an item outside. That's two. Get up two more. That's the other two. The usher takes something inside, puts it outside. And the ani takes something in his hand and puts it over there. So you have two that are four. Right? Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. The Tosfos of Yitzias asks, who? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. What's the difference if it's inside out? What's the difference? Why do you have two that are four? It's one Avera. So Tosfos says, that's what Tosfos says. He says it in Shabbos also, that Hotzah is a malacha gerua. I would never in a million years have put Hotzah on the list. You know why? Because Hotzah is the only malacha where nothing changes. No change. First item's here, and then the item's over there. So why should that be usher? Not only is it usher, as a matter of fact, Tosfos points out, we have a pasuk. A pasuk to tell you that you're not allowed to do Hotzah. No pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to write. The fact that it was in the Mishnah is good enough for me. Why all of a sudden do we have a pasuk? Because it's such a malacha gerua. It's such a strange, weak malacha. Right? Some ask, what about trapping? I have an animal over here, an animal over here. That animal didn't change. Now, the answer is, yeah, but it's trapped. That's considered a change. Here, nothing changed. I have the pencil over here, or the pencil. I have the cake over here. Now the cake's over there. What kind of change is that? The answer is, you're right. That's why I need four malachas to tell me you're not allowed to do that. Okay? Maris Negoyim. Shtayim Shnayim Shein Arba. What about Negoyim? So there are two mentioned in the pasuk, and then there are white spots, and then there are two more. Okay. Es Sheyesh Ba'yidia Batzila. V'yidia Basov. If you have an awareness beforehand, and an awareness afterwards. The hell on Bein Tayim, but you have an unawareness in the middle. Hareze ba'ol of yored, that gets you a carpet ol of yored. This is all about tumah. Why does the isser of tumah? Why is the onesh? Why is the carbon different regarding tumah than every other aver b'shogeg? Every other aver b'shogeg, you bring a carbon chata. How come by tumah is the ol of yored? Now already you can get away with cheaper. Why? If somebody's Machal Shabbat B'shogeg, they have to be Nechata. I, they're poor, they have to borrow the money. How can I cover an old Viore they can get away with cheaper? Why? Why by Tum is it different? Why? That question ever bother you? You hear the question? What's the answer? There's three answers. The Daz Kainim on the Parsha in Perek in Vayikra Hey Zayin says because you don't get any Hanah from the Tzitzit by Shabbat Arayit whatever you get Hanah a Machal Sasuros you got Hanah. What's the Hanah over here? What's the Hanah? If you walked onto the ground to the base of the Mikdash coming, you didn't get any Hanah. You didn't benefit from this. We'll make on you. Get away a little cheaper. That's Tosfos' answer. The Ramban says that because most of the time this issue is going to happen is a tub of bar mitzvah. There's no, I didn't realize. Why am I on the base of this ground? I'm a kohen. I'm trying to do the avoda. I totally forgot that there was a guy who died in the same room as me. I never went to the. I didn't know all that. Most of the time, good intentions involved, as opposed to a guy wants to eat that sandwich and he's not careful. He doesn't check out the hashgacha. Turns out it's not kosher. It was a shogeg. A little bit of a tov and bar mitzvah regarding that. When it comes to this, usually it's tov and bar mitzvah. Right? That's why we'll make one here. Second answer. And the Sefer HaChinuch says, because it's such an easy issur to violate. It's such an easy thing to violate. To become tamei, it's so common, it's so prevalent. Someone dies, it's all over the place. Make on you, how much you want to make Klai Yisrael spend money? It's such an easy thing to violate. Therefore, we'll make them. Okay. Now, yesh by yedia betchila. Let's say you knew that piece of meat was tamei, and then you forgot. The ein by yedia basot. But you never knew, you never remembered that you did that. So you have no idea but so. You only have the idea but tzil, not but so. What's the halacha? Shir sa'ir hanasa b'snim, the sa'ir that you bring on the inner mizbeah on Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, tole. That is tole, the onesh, ad shiadelo, until you do discover it, the Avi Ol of the Orid. And the Brian Carbon Ol of the Orid. Look at the Rashi of Tole. It's the second line, second to the bottom line where the lines are the medium sized lines. You see it says Tole? Look at the scary Rashi. What does it Tole mean? It hangs, it waits. Lahogin Allah min hayisurim. To protect you from Yisurim. Afal pi. Sheni Yodesh Chata. Even though you don't even know that you sinned. You don't even know. You're never going to know maybe. Yesh, what's going to save you? Yom Kippur. Yesh lo lidog, you have to worry about that. Why? Shekol hashogeg in srichin kapara. Every shogeg requires a kapara. L'kishi yedu, when you do know. Alma, what do you see from here? Kodim yedia, onjinim. Even before you know, Hashem is angry already at you. Scary, Rashi. Right? I need Yom Kippur to save me till I discover it. Then when I discover it, I got to bring the carbon all over Yorin. And if not, Yom Kippur saves me. You know, how harsh a shogig is. You know, like, glimpse of what a maze it is. Right? This is a shogig. Scary Rashi. Right? It's not really Rashi, it's really the Mishnah. Anyway, Ein ba yadia batzchila. You never knew it was Asr. You didn't know. I thought it was a piece of meat. Aval yesh ba yadia batzchila. But then someone tapped on the shoulder. You ate that meat? That meat wasn't, you shouldn't have eaten that. That was tummy. I didn't know. I never knew in the beginning. So then, sir hanasa b'chutz. That's the sir la'azazel. That's what it means, b'chutz. The sir la'azazel, the Yom HaKippurim, mechaper. That will be mechaper you. Shenemar, like it says, milvad chatas HaKippurim. Right? Okay. Almash is mechaper, zeh mechaper. What the inner one is mechaper, so too the azazel is mechaper. Ma panimi ain mechaper. El adavash yesh b'yidia. So too the inner one is mechaper. Where you did not have a yidia, you didn't have a yidia batchila. Af achitzon ain mechaper. El adavash yesh b'yidia. So too the outer one is also mechaper for a lack of yidia. A different one at the end. At the end. Okay. The exactly. Nothing. The Azazel will help save him. Right. 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 The Al She'ein by Yedia lo batzchila v'lo batzof. But if you don't have a Yedia at all, you never knew. You never knew. You never gonna know. You didn't know. You ate that meat. No one ever told you. You have no idea. Se'iri ha-regolim. The se'irs of the regolim. The se'iri rosh ha-chadashim mechaprim. And the Se'irim of the Rosh HaChadashim HaMachaper, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That is Shita number one. There are going to be four-way machlokas here regarding all these musafs that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, and Yom Kippur. Tanakama says, Tanakama is Rebbe Yehuda. He says, it's all Machaper. Rebbe Shimon Omer. Rebbe Shimon says, no. Siri Harber Galim Machaper. That's what the Seirs of Regalim are for. Aval lo Seir Rosh Chodesh. That's not what Rosh Chodesh is for. The Alma Seir Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim. What does the Seir of Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim you for? What is it Mechaprim you for? Al Tahar Sha'achal Et HaTamei. If a Tahar person eats Tamei. Okay? That's Shita number two. Reb Meir Omer. Reb Meir's opinion number three. Kol ha'se'irin kaparas and shava al tumas mikdash u'kedasha. No, they're all equal. All the musafs of Yom Kippur and Regalim and Rosh Chodesh, it's all machaper to tumas mikdash u'kedasha. All these opinions are going to be fleshed out in the coming week. Okay? Shita, now we're not going to say Shita number four yet. We're going to go back to Shita number two, which is Rav Shimon. Hay Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon just said, or by the way, in the Gemara, this Mishnah is one Mishnah. The whole parak is one Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's not such a long Mishnah in the Mishnah. It's broken up. Okay? We're not doing any Gemara today. We're just doing Mishnah. Okay? Now we're going to go back to Rav Shimon. Hi, Rav Shimon Omer, Tzir Rosh HaChadashim. A Tzir Rosh Chodesh. Mechapen al Atar Zaflat HaTameh. On a tar person that eats tamei, the shel regalim, and the seir of a regalim, mechaper al she'ein v'yidia lo batchila v'lo batzov, right? And that's what the regalim, the musaf of regalim is to mechaper you al she'ein v'yidia lo batchila v'lo batzov, the shel makipurim, and the seir of Yom Kippur is mechaper al she'ein v'yidia batchila al v'yesh v'yidia batzov. Very nice. That's his opinion. Amrulo, so they said to him, Masha Yikrivu Zebazet. Let's say some mishap happens, and I lose the animal on Yom Kippur, and then I find it a week later, can I bring it on Sukkot? Can I bring that same animal on Sukkot? It was going to be a Musaf on Yom Kippur, but I lost it, whatever. Now, can I bring it on Musaf for Sukkot? Amalahen, Yikrivu, it's no problem. It's no problem. You can do it. Amrulo, Hove Kaparas and Shadda. But the kapara is not the same. How can I bring it in place of another? How can I bring it on the Sukkot? And place it in Kippur. They're not the same kapara. Amalehen, they're almost the same. Kulam boil lecharfel tumas mitzvah kedusha. They all come for the same purpose. They're all coming to be mechaper you for mikdash and kedusha, meaning mikdash and kunchim. The details, yeah, they have differences in the details. Exactly what it works for. Yidiyah betchila, no yidiyah betchila, yidiyah betzala. That's all detail. But lamaita, it's really coming for the same thing. Okay. The fourth shita is of Shimon ben Yehuda. Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Shimon Yehuda says, Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Mechaper Nala Tar Shachlas Atame. That comes to Mechaper that Avera. Musaf Alein Shel Regalim. Add on to that the Musaf of Regalim. She Mechaper Nala Tar Shachlas Atame. It's Mechaper that. Also, the al she'ein by yediyah lo batzila v'lo batzof. Also, someone had no clue yediyah batzof. Moses aleihen, add on to that she'yom kippurim, add on to that yom kippur, she'ein mechaper al tar shachal atatamik, including a tar that is atamik, val she'ein by yediyah lo batzila v'lo batzof, and you never knew. The al also she'ein by yediyah batzila, aval yesh by yediyah batzof. You didn't know before, but you knew afterwards. Okay? The difference between him and the other one is, here it's cumulative. Right? The kapara is cumulative. Amrulo, mashiach rivu zebazeh, can I bring one in place of the other? Same question. Amalahen, pain, yeah, no problem, you can do that. Amrulo, imk, if that's true, yiyu shal yom akipurim, krivim brosh akadashim. So I could bring a yom kippur, animal that I misplaced or whatever on Rosh Chodesh. How can I bring a Rosh Chodesh animal on Yom Kippur? Why? There's more things it's doing. L'chaper kapara she'ein l'shalah. It's more kapara. Same question as before. How can I bring something that's not the same animal, that's not the same kaparas? It doesn't effectuate the same kaparas. How can I bring that now for a different on a different yontif when this before it had more, less, and now it has more. How can I do that? Right? Before it was a kapara for 3 items. Now it's a kapara for 4 items. How can I bring that? Amalahem, you're right. Kulon, lechaper, al tumas, mikdash, v'kedasha. You're right. The details are, it's not exactly comparable. But the broad category is exactly comparable. What is it? Tumas, mikdash, v'kedasha. Right? It comes to mechaper, somebody that was Tomei, or he ate Kachim, or the Kachim was Tomei, all these types of same thing. But you see a Dechila, Batsov, never had idea. It's all detail. That's not going to prevent me from bringing one of these animals on the Yontif day where it's not supposed to be brought. That's all. Okay? Now, Rashi says that from now till the end of the Mishnah, there is no Machlokas about it. Everyone agrees to this. The next case is Al Zadon Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha. A guy does it b'mezid. B'mezid is Tomei, and he goes on a tour of the Haravayas. B'mezid, someone does that. Could you imagine somebody would do that? People do that. B'mezid, now there's no Shaila, but there's certain places on the Haravayas you're not allowed to go. No Shaila. So you want to run into a Safek Kareis? It's a big issue. So it's b'mezid now. Talking about b'mezid. Until now, everything was b'shogeg. Now it's b'mezid, right? What saves you? Se'ir hanasa b'snim, the se'ir that's brought inside on Yom Kippur, v'yom ha-kippurin mechaperin, and plus Yom Kippur. Okay? Now, al sha'ar averos shebatorah. What about every other avera in the Torah? Akalos, light ones, chamuros, heavy ones, or the light ones are what, the heavy ones? What? That's interesting, no? Yeah, we're going to flesh this out in a few days. Only 11 more days, we'll get the answer. Al Sharaver Shabbat Torah, regarding everything else, akalos, achamuros, light ones, easy ones, hazadonos, on purpose, hashkagos, things he did b'shogig, hoda, velo hoda, whether you know about it before Yom Kippur comes, whether you never knew about it when Yom Kippur came, asay, velo sasay, or an asay and a lo sasay. Krisos, right, things you get karis for, misas bezdin, or misas bezdin, sa'ir hamishtaleach machaper. The sa'ir hamishtaleach, that is what is machaper you. Okay? Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what on earth is this line doing in this Mishnah? This belongs in Mesechus Yuma, Mesechus Krisos. This is a tangent within a tangent. We started off about Mesechus Shavuot. We got up to a tangent, Yedias HaTumah. That led us to a tangent about the Karbon Olah V'Yoreh, Yedias Patchila Batzov, all the Musas of Yom Tovim. Now it's saying, by the way, for everything else that you do wrong, you have Yom Kippur and the Sar Mishtaleah. It's a tangent, all gotta be tangent. Right? What? Why? Oh, but only because of Yedias HaTumah. And now it's saying, a guy's not nice to you, and a guy does a chesiv kareis, and misas bezdin, and by the way, it's like a tangent, I'll gabi tangent. So Pnei Yeshua asked that question. So he says, because a few days ago, on Daf Chav Gimel, of Mesechus Makos, wasn't that long ago, it was 2 days ago, right? The Gemara said over there, that if someone's chayiv kareis, and he gets malchus, he doesn't have to get courage anymore. Courage goes away. Right? Remember we said that? Well, that wasn't that long ago. Remember we said that? If someone's supposed to get courage and they get malchus, the courage goes away. Hashem takes the courage away. Right? What about without malchus? What about without malchus? Mashma. The courage does not go away. Comes along the Mishnah. We don't want to have that wrong impression. By the way, such a thing as a Sarah Mishtaleah. Okay? You can get a kapara on a Sarah Mishtaleah. And that just raises the question, then what is all this Mises doing in the Torah? Wait till Yom Kippur and you see. Right? So, that brings up another question. Does the Sarah Mishtaleah work without tshuva? It's magic? You don't have to do anything. You stay the same Russia you've always been. And Sarah Mishtaleah will save you. Is that how it works? I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't remember from the Sefer Yuma. I know it came up in Yuma. We had that discussion. Anybody remember? Remember? We don't remember what we had for lunch yesterday, but we remember that with Yuma. Today, exactly. Now, just one more thing. Echad Yisraelim. Doesn't make a difference if you're Yisrael. Echad Kahanim, whether you're a Kohen. Echad Kohen Mashuach, or even the Kohen Gadol. Ma Ben Yisraelim a Kahanim, the Kohen Mashuach. Are there any differences between these three? A Yisrael, a Kohen, and the Kohen Gadol? Ella, Shapar Mechaparosh al Kahanim, al Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshah. For a Kohen who violates Tumah, The kapara is not the sa'ir. The kapara is the par. Why is the kapara the par? A different animal? So the Meshech Chachma says, because this is his job. The job of a Kohen is to try his hardest to stay pure and do the avodah in purity. He's under different rules. I'm a Yisrael, I'm a regular guy. I don't have such a job. Kohen is a job. The job, it's much worse when you make a mistake and it's your job and you make a mistake and it's not your job. Kapara is a bigger animal. You need a bigger kapara. Interesting idea. Rav Shimon Omer, Kishem Sha'ah Shadam HaSa'ir, Hanasa B'Snim, Mechapar Al Yisrael, just like the Dam of the Sa'ir, that's done inside. It's Mechapar Yisrael, Kach Dam HaPar, Mechapar Al Kahanim. So too, the Dam of the Par is Mechapar Al Kahanim. Kishem Shavidui, Shalsir Mishtaleach, Mechapar Al Yisrael, just like the Vidui of a Sar Mishtaleach is Mechapar Al Kla Yisrael, Kach Vidui Shalpar, Mechapar Al Kahanim. So too, the video of the par is mechaper on kahanim. It goes hand in hand. That is the first Mishnah of Masechtas Makos, Masechtas Shavuos. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we start the Gemara. Tomorrow's daf is not so hard. It's not a gadata. It's a whole cup. We'll stop here. Everybody should have a very easy and meaningful fast, and we will resume here tomorrow.